The Women's Symposium coincided with a visit to Alaska by a UN official who held hearings in Anchorage and Chicoloon this weekend to assess the human rights of Alaska Natives. This is the first time the UN is formally investigating the U.S. treatment of Alaska Natives. The right to subsistence resources topped the list of concerns. Johanna Urich has more.
Whether it was tribes along the road system or those in remote villages up the Yukon or on the Arctic slope, natives pointed to a loss of hunting and fishing rights. Karen Linnell with Otna Incorporated testified to James Anaya, the UN Special Rapporteur on the rights of indigenous peoples.
Incrementally, our customary and traditional hunting and fishing rights have been taken from us. To quote one of our elders, Roy Tanzi Sr., he says, "We live in the court. That's the way it goes with our hunting."
Jimmy Stotts, president of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference Alaska, says the conflict between Alaska Natives and state and federal regulators over hunting and fishing has to stop. The issue is the top priority for the ICC in Alaska.
It's got to the point that people are being criminalized for doing what they've done forever, getting food for their families. Well, when it gets to that point, it's just gone too far. People are just about up in arms, and they just want to settle this. So this is a momentum that's been building for 40 years, and it's time. So I think it just we just push it, and I think we win it this time.
Ivan, chief of the Akiak Native community, summarized the feelings of many of the Alaska Natives at Saturday's meeting.
I believe it's a right given to us by God to live the way we are, speak the way we are, eat the way we are, hunt and fish the way we are.
Residents of Akiak were forced to fish illegally when state and federal regulators closed down the salmon fishery on the lower Yukon. The UN's James Anaya will prepare a report based on the concerns he heard in Alaska. It's expected out later this summer. He will present it to the UN Human Rights Commission in September.
And I will discuss it directly with government officials. Hopefully the scrutiny that is brought to bear through this process, which is at the international level and within the formal processes of the United Nations, will have some impact.
Other issues touched on by those speaking in Anchorage at the UN consultation include climate change, pebble mine, trespass, overfishing and bycatch, private property rights, and the treatment of Alaska Natives by the justice system. Anaya stopped in Dillingham Sunday before heading to consult with natives in the rest of the United States. The U.S. signed the UN Declaration on Indigenous Rights earlier in the Obama administration. I'm Johanna Urich.